Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning into this episode of MetroSite. I'm Beth Schultz, Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst at Metrogy, and with me today are two new additions to the Metrogy Analyst team, Matt Craig and Diane Myers. Hello, Matt and Diane.
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
So, on behalf of the whole Metrogy team, I can't say enough about how happy we are to have Matt and Diane on board. You know, both bring incredible depth and knowledge and expertise to the team, and it's my privilege to share an introduction to them to all of you. Matt, I want to start with you since you're a couple of weeks deeper into your role here than Diane is. You joined us as Chief Data Scientist. So tell everybody, what does this role entail and why do you think it's important for a research firm like Metrogy to have a Chief Data Scientist on staff?
Well, thank you very much. That is a very big question. Just to kind of talk about in general what data science is it's often confused with other types of terminology out there, like a data analyst. So a data analyst is somebody who will take a look at data and, you know, be able to present it in a way. It's very, you know, past looking. When we're talking about data science, we're taking a little step beyond and looking a little bit more at modeling and forecasting and really upping the ante when it comes to some of the mathematical rigor that we're doing with some of this research. We're making sure that we're asking questions in the right way. We're asking the right types of questions and being able to do some of this little more advanced analysis than what you would typically see on just a dashboard or something. So while the other analysts on staff, you know, that's you, Diane, who we'll hear more from, you guys know that each of the individual industries extremely, extremely well. You know, you're brilliant with all of that stuff. My role is to kind of know the data, to know the math behind everything and give you guys all of the best tools in order to kind of bring out the most in what you're telling the industry.
Hey, if you're going to make me seem even more brilliant than you say I already am, I'm all for it. How about you, Diane?
Yeah. Always can use the help.
All right. Matt, just give us a little bit of your background. You know, what do you bring to Metrogy from all that experience?
Sure, absolutely. So if you go back far enough, some of the people that I knew when I was younger would laugh if they knew that I was a data scientist today, because I used to be a big literature, music person. When I went to school, I was like, I'm going to be an English major. And you know what? I'll get a business degree as well to try to, you know, maybe I will open a recording studio and like that'll be my career. Well, that changed the first time I stepped into an economics class and realized, wow, this really explains a lot of the world around me. So fell in love with particularly microeconomics and math right then, which has never been a big thing because I could see the abstract of it and how it actually applied until I went through that. So after that, I graduated and actually worked with Robin and Erwin and a lot of the Metrogy team at Nemerdes back, 10, 12 years ago. Worked with them for about 5 years as an analyst. Back then, I was primarily in the wireless and mobility, as well as doing all of our, you know, basic analyst duty, data analyst duties at the time. After that, I decided to go on to more of the buy side of research. I took a role as the research director of a member association for the home improvement and remodeling industry called Home Improvement Research Institute. So we would go out and do market research on behalf of pretty much everybody within the remodeling and home improvement space. So I did that for another 6 years. But as time grew on with that, it became much more of a supervisory role when it came to things, and I missed actually digging into the data and doing some of the fun stuff with that. So when Robin reached out and said, "Hey, I have this great role that I think you'll be perfect for," I jumped on it because joining such a, like I said, such an impressive team of analysts that we have here, I really couldn't pass that up, and I'm very excited to kind of join everybody and make everything fun.
Well, Matt, we're glad that you made the leap, decided to make the leap from home improvement back into IT and certainly back to the Metrigy fold. Now, Diane, you've joined us as principal analyst, and I'm guessing that most of our regular listeners know you from your many years of experience working in and then covering the communication industry as an analyst. But for those listeners who aren't familiar with your name and your background, give us a quick review.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Beth. So, gosh, I started my career back in 1994. I was actually an industry analyst on the data networking side. And over the course of, many years now, 20, 30 years, I have been in and out of analyst work and working for different vendors. I went back to the analyst space, I should say, oh gosh, gosh, I'm trying to think, 12, 13 years ago. And my focus at that point, because I was coming from BroadSoft, which is now part of Cisco at that time. And so my expertise was really around enterprise communication platforms and carrier infrastructure. And back then, we weren't doing things in video and we weren't having the same collaboration tools. So back in the day, that's what I was starting to look at and to research with a real focus on the market shares, the market forecasts, the technology trends. And I continued that work through a couple of mergers and acquisitions of research firms, starting with Infinetix and then moving forward. And so that's really my passion is the enterprise communications and collaboration space.
Great. And now I know that you kind of came out of retirement or semi-retirement to join Metrigy. So tell us two things. Why'd you make that decision? And then two, what is your primary focus going to be here?
Yeah, so I have to laugh because when Matt was said, Robin gave him a call, I would say that's how it started for me too. So this summer, Robin reached out and said, "Hey, Diane, would you consider kind of coming out of retirement, kind of leaving your sabbatical, whatever you want to call it, behind?" And there's probably only a handful, even maybe less, of companies on the research side that I would have even considered, and Metrigy being one of them. I've known for years Robin and Erwin and Beth Yu, and so much respect. And I've done the bigger company analyst firm, but I really my roots are with smaller organizations, and I just love to be able to develop and kind of move quickly to what the market needs are for research. And so my focus for right now is going to really be the market forecasts and what we would call benchmarking. If you know me and you know my research, I had started something called scorecards, so something in that vein, right? Benchmarking different markets and the companies that are playing in those markets across a variety of different factors. And it's not just going to be enterprise communications and collaboration, which is my expertise, but I'm going to take this expertise in the forecasting and the benchmarking across what I would consider to be our three areas of research here at Metrigy. So definitely the digital workspace, right? So that kind of unified communications and collaboration, the contact center and customer experience. And then even in Beth's area, which is more the kind of employee experience. And so figuring out where we can really add value on the forecasting and benchmarking side. So that's going to be my focus going forward here.
Lots to look forward to. And you've only been here not even a full 2 weeks, right? So I know you've been really super busy reacquainting yourself with some of the key industry players and learning the lay of the land. Is it too early to talk about what your first research project might be and, you know, when you might expect a deliverable?
Yeah, so it might be a little early. This is like a week and a half in. However, in those two buckets I talk about, which is our kind of our Metricast. If you're familiar with Metrigy, it's our Metricast kind of umbrella of deliverables. And so right now the focus is where can we hit the ground running? Where is there kind of a gap in the market in terms of research and what where we can add value for existing clients? I'm going to write a Metronote. So you start seeing some little opinion pieces for me in the next week or so. So that could be my first deliverable. But in terms of research project, ideally, because these do take time, is in early 2023. But I will say for companies that and vendors and providers that that I've worked with in the past and who may be, you know, watching this or listening to this, I am reaching out and I am going to start collecting. So most of our focus is on buyer research, right? What are buyers, what are enterprises doing, and including our forecasts, and that makes us super unique. But I'm also going to bring into that the supply side, the supplier side. And so many of you will be hearing from me, if you haven't heard from me already, to start getting into that cycle again of gathering the research, gathering the numbers, so we can start building that base, because there is a couple months of a cycle to get all of that and to go for there. And I'm really excited to dig in here, but also with all the companies that you know, that are in this space. And there's a lot across all the three domains that we really look at.
You're going to have a lot of email to sort through, no doubt.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. It's like coming back home and it's dealing with lots of friends and people who I just know and respect for a long time.
Oh yeah, you bet. Okay, so back over to you, Matt. You know, what are one or two of the types of data projects that you have in mind for Metrigy, and you know, what value do you think they'll deliver to our clients? You know, both on the enterprise side and on the vendor side.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, kind of the first big overarching thing that I'm working on is trying to unify some of our three different, you know, technology areas. And taking a little more holistic look at everything, because there, you know, in today's day and age, there is a lot of crossover when it comes to each of those and some insights that you can make out of them. You know, we do a lot of research, we have a lot of data, but they all tend to kind of stick within their own silo. So I'm going to be taking kind of, like I said, that little more holistic approach to that and trying to bring out some models and insights around that. Also, just kind of looking at expanding our, you know, custom research methodologies. We have, you know, some methodologies in place for any type of custom research that we're doing, but there is other things out there that we could, you know, bring to our clients to really, you know, kind of step up the game in terms of some of the things that they might be looking for that we just didn't have the expertise in the past to do. So just kind of expanding what we're doing into newer areas.
Really exciting stuff, I'm sure. Lots of things to look out to for 2023 with both of you guys on board. Before we say goodbye, everybody, to everybody, let's give our listeners one or two, one fun fact about yourself. Diane, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. So some people might know this, but my family, so my husband and my sons and I, we actually are beekeepers. So we have about, I think, 11 honeybee hives, and we harvest the honey. Right now we'll be finishing up for the year, but that's kind of one of our family hobbies is being beekeepers. So a little fun fact.
So maybe next call you can wear your beekeeper's
helmet. My bee
helmet.
Suit. Yeah. The netting.
Yeah. What about you, Matt? We know you were a literary geek and you wanted to open up a recording studio long ago. So what other fun facts do you have to share about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm not working on saving the honeybee population like Diane, nothing that important. But so, you know, I mentioned I worked in home improvement research. Part of what drew me to that is because I'm a big DIYer. I'm a big remodeler. We're actually still in the process of pretty much my wife and I ourselves remodeling our entire house. So some of that just comes down to me being frugal when it comes to certain things and having higher standards maybe than you might see it's from some professional companies. But I just love the work. I get into the process of it. I do a lot of woodworking too on the side. So, I love working with my hands. Maybe that's why I like working, hands-on so much with the data, because it's actually doing something instead of, just thinking about it. I feel like I get enough thinking in life. Sometimes I just need to do.
Well, that's great. Beekeeping and DIY project, home remodeling. That's fantastic. Well, thanks again, Diane and Matt, for sharing today. And listeners,
Absolutely.
thanks for tuning in. Till next time, take care.